Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis. Amen. Again, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Deaconess, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Melvin. Good morning, Sister Tangela.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. We're sitting in for Dr. Roslyn over for Dr. Apostle Roslyn over. I mean, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Amen. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is where we give our morning. Actually, this is where we exercise our authority on the earth, our dominion that God has given us, that was taken from us, and Christ won back and then again delivered that dominion to us, or made that dominion and authority available. And this is where we are giving our mornings, our days, the issues of life, commands, and instructions. And then we walk them out by faith. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. If you're tuning in, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. You can interact with the ministry. You can follow the ministry. You can post prayer requests. If you have your own personal private prayer request, maybe someone you know, someone that you've heard about may need prayer, you can post those prayer requests, as well as ask biblical questions, situation questions that you might be looking for biblical resolution. Please feel free to post those comments, prayer requests on the page, but please go to the page and interact with the ministry, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Amen. We would welcome you to follow the ministry. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our initial and opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for waking us this morning, Father. Hallelujah. Father, help us to walk in our assignment today, Father. Let no day go by, O Heavenly Father, that nothing is accomplished, Father. So we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Many, Father, went to sleep last night, and Father thought that they made plans, Father, but did not wake up. Father, they were not awakened this morning, Father. So we thank you for awaking us, Father. We thank you for your ministering to us as we slept, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you've given your angels charge over us, Father, and no harm came to us, Father. No cause of calamity came through as we slept, Father. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you. We magnify your name. We give you glory. For you are worthy of glory, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you this morning, Father. Help us to exalt you in action, Father. Help us to exalt you in word, Father, as it is written, Father. If you be exalted, you will draw all men to you. So we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way as we minister to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. As we bring our personal private, as we bring national, local concerns, international concerns to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we bring issues to you, O Heavenly Father, and praise before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Holy Spirit. Let us not overlook or forget any prayers that need to be presented, hallelujah, to the Father. Any decrees that need to be decreed, let them not be missed this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We thank you, hallelujah, we thank you, 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 Lord. And Father, as always, we pray, O Heavenly Father, we decree, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you may grant, you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you through the Son, Father, and we pray, we decree and declare right now, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being, Father, is being, Father, has been enlightened, Father, that right now at this moment straightway, Father, our hearts are being enlightened and flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, Father, your children, Father, hallelujah, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, that place of power and authority that we sit with him. Father, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and subsequently our feet, and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And we just thank you and praise you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, Father. I uplift everyone, Father, that is within hearing, Father, on this line. I bring them to your remembrance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, just begin, Father, to straighten things, Father. Put things in their lives, Father, in their proper place, Father. Father, we remind you, Father, of our prayers for fellowship. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, for divine knowledge, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Divine communication, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We pray this morning, Father, for divine order in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word tells us to remind you. So, Father, we remind you, Father, of our new covenant promises. Father, we remind you, O Heavenly Father, that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we are the top and not the bottom. Father, we remind you, O Heavenly Father, that we are the redeemed, O Heavenly Father. We have been redeemed from the curse, O Heavenly Father. So anything that looks like our curse in our lives is illegal, O Heavenly Father, and must be removed. Every ungodly stronghold, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, that it is removed, torn down, destroy, Father. Hallelujah. No more will we eat of the fruit, Father, of the curse, O Heavenly Father, and demonic and devilish strongholds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray to you, Father, that we will walk in the dominion and authority that you've given us in the areas, Father, that you, Father, have decided that we should have power and authority over and in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in our homes, O Heavenly Father, in our lives, Father, in the areas where we live and frequent, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we walk in power and authority, O Heavenly Father, binding up devils and demons, O Heavenly Father, destroying strongholds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Father, we decree and declare the peace of Jerusalem, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, peace over the areas, Father, that we reside in, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. We uplift those, Father, that are sick in spirit, Father, sick in mind, O Heavenly Father, sick in their physical bodies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the healing made available by the finished works of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father, over the people that live in our homes, Father, in the areas, Father, that we have authority over, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the churches, Father, that we frequent, Father, over those, Father, that we pray for, that ask us to pray for them, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now, be healed, and we decree and declare, Father, that as it is written, Father, they shall recover, Father. When we pray the prayer of faith, they shall recover, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we are in expectation, Father, of recovery, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that you give your angels, Father, instructions, Father, to carry out the things that we have decreed, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, in Puerto Rico, Father, that are still rebounding, Father, from the tragic incident that happened there, Father, the inclement weather, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we remind you of them. We remind you of our decrees, O Heavenly Father, that their land is repaired, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now. We loose provisions, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that there is more than enough, Father. Hallelujah. For them to rebuild, Father. We're asking, Father, that you would anoint their hands, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, guide the minds of the people so they will know exactly what to do in rebuilding, and that it is quick, that it is swift. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now and even command the land. You are beautiful in the name of Jesus. You are restored in the name of Jesus. You are fruitful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Father, we bring you into remembrance of our children, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this nation, Father, in every nation on this earth, Father, we remind you of our children, Father. We remind you of the prayers, Father, to anoint them, O Heavenly Father, and even anoint those that are rearing them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send your vineyard workers forth, Father, and let their friends, their circle of friends and spheres of influence, Father, be infiltrated by anointed and wise men and women of God. Hallelujah. Give your angels charge over our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those, Father, that will harm them, those, Father, that will try to lead them to doom, oh Heavenly Father, distress and harm, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give them hearts of repentance, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As it is written, suffer not the little ones to come unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we decree and declare that the little ones are being called to you, and you have given angels charge, Father, that they're protected, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Those that have been enslaved in sexual slavery ring, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are made free. We decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that they are restored and made whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that they are victorious, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, that you would give them hearts, Father, that will seek and receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we uplift those persecuted Christians, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no more hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we lose provision into their lives, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, when they are confronted, Holy Spirit, when they need to speak, hallelujah, give them the words to speak. Hallelujah, when they open their mouths, Father, put your words in their mouths, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and let them speak the things, Father, that will win souls for the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we uplift, Father, our spiritual headship, Father, apostles, Father, prophets, pastors, hallelujah, teachers, evangelists, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring them to your remembrance, Father. These are your children that you've given mighty assignments, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just decree and declare them blessed, Father. Hallelujah, strengthened, renewed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just loose the oil of heaven, Father, to just flow on those, Father, that you have placed in authority, Father, over your precious sheep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we even uplift your precious sheep, Father. Hallelujah. Pour unto them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them today, Father. Favor them today, Father. Hallelujah. Favor us today, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. I pray for the ladies on this line, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. You know what they stand in need of, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. You know what they petitioned you for. You know what they are in belief for. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And just bless them right now. Favor their day, Father. Hallelujah. So that they will know, this is the Spirit of the Lord working in my favor. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Remove all worry, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to build them up, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Watch over, keep, favor, bless their families, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Those, Father, again, that are on the line, bless them, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Watch over their families, Father. Watch over the ones that they pray for, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us, Father, to be living epistles of your word, to walk in love, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, to walk in confidence, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that we are living epistles of your word, of your heart. We are living epistles, O Heavenly Father, of who you are, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are living epistles of heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, you know the prayers that we have prayed, Father, for Archbishop, O Heavenly Father. You know the prayers, the decrees that we have decreed for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, Father. Hallelujah, Father. You know the prayers, O Heavenly Father, that have been prayed, Father, for Apostle Shawnette, Father. Hallelujah, and the ministers of LFC. Father, you we remind you of the prayers, and we thank you for the answers, Father, that we have prayed for our families, Father, hallelujah, that we have prayed for Father Apostle, that we have prayed for Apostle Dozier, that we have prayed for his wife, Prophetess, Father, and the precious sheep that you've given him, Father. You know the prayers that we've prayed, Father, and we thank you for their answer. We thank you for their manifestation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we want to uplift our military, Father, our police, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Give them anointings to do their job, Father, in the name of Jesus, and give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for every leader, Father, on this earth, Father, whether, Father, they're leading a classroom, whether they're leading two or three, Father, or they're leading large countries, Father. Father, that you would just infiltrate their spheres of influence, Father, with anointed men and women of God, Father, anointed wise men and women of God to give them counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you and praise your holy name, Father, that they all, Father, will hear the gospel, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you will blow on their hearts, Father, that they will begin to receive, oh Heavenly Father, salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And all these words that we have spoken before you, Father, we decree them to be so. We thank you and praise your holy name as it is done, Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, we say, it is so, it is so. Thank you, Lord, and it is so. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We welcome you. We welcome you to join in, praise God. We have, before we hand the broadcast over to Deaconess and Sister Tangela Lewis, we're going to hear from one of our faithful guests. Amen. Hello, Brother Francis, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor, I'm there. Thank you.
Praise God. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well by His grace. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's good to hear that you're doing well. Praise God. Do you have a prayer request?
This morning I'm asking the good God and His righteousness to rescue and deliver my soul from any trouble, to enable my soul to prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have Sister Tangela pray for you when she closes us out. You might need to, did you hear that prayer request, Sister Tangela?
Can you give me a little bit of clarity on it?
I said in the good God's righteousness, He should rescue and deliver my soul from any trouble to enable my soul to prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Got it. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to send you some scriptures, Brother Francis, that I want you to begin to meditate on. When God told Joshua to meditate on the book of the law, he was that word meditate in the Hebrew means to keep repeating, keep uttering. So you have to put your mouth in action, not just pray and wait, but we have to take action. And God called that laboring to enter into his rest. So, and we're going to follow biblical instructions. I'm going to send you some scriptures, and you're going to meditate on those scriptures day and night. You're going to get up in the morning, get those scriptures, and begin to speak those scriptures. In the middle of the day, you're going to find time, get those scriptures, and meditate. Write them down where you have them in your pocket. have them somewhere in your home where when you see them, you can meditate on those. And even at night, you want to meditate on those scriptures as well. As God says, he will hasten his word to bring it to pass. So we have to do our part as well.
Okay.
Apostle James spoke that faith without works is dead. So we do have to put forth some works and not to move the hand of God, but to keep our faith positioned and situated so that faith can do what faith is supposed to do, which is to bring our prayers into manifestation. So,
okay.
Deaconess, I'm going to, yes, sir. Deaconess, I'm going to turn it over to you. And please lead up, pray as Holy Spirit leads you or what's on your heart or what's been given to you.
Amen. Pastor Mel, did you want Sister Tangela to pray now or myself?
I'm going to have Sister Tangela close us out, so I'll have you pray right now, please.
Okay. Praise God.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless you. God, we exalt you and we magnify you. We give your name praise on today. God, you are an awesome and powerful God. We give your name glory, God. You are worthy to be exalted and magnified. God, we do thank you for every prayer that has gone forth. We thank you for every declaration, every decree, Father God, every word that has been released into the atmosphere, God. We thank you. We thank you for taking our faith from faith to faith, God, in the Maravavasi, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, right now, we just ask that you would search our hearts. Before we move any further, God, we ask that you will search our hearts and our minds in the name of Jesus. Father God, if we've mumbled and complained, forgive us, God. If we float in unforgiveness, God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would even show us those that we veiled in unforgiveness. We, Father God, we forgive them right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We just ask you, Father God, if there is any thought that was not like you, we repent of it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you would forgive us, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for this awesome day. Thank you for what you've done as we've burst into 2018. Thank you for keeping us in alignment. Thank you for open doors and opportunities. Thank you, Father. Thank you for enlarging our territory. Thank you for putting it on our hearts, Father God, to be focused on you in fellowship. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, that in the alignment, Father God, the comes, the blessings. You said, those that are willing and obedient eat the good of the land. God, we come into obedience with every word that's been declared to us corporately and personally, Father God, in our prayer times, Father God, from our people that look over our souls, from our Sunday, those you set into our lives to speak authoritatively in the mighty name of Jesus. We come in agreement, in alignment with everything that is said, and we declare and decree on this day that we will do all that you've given us to do in obedience. We will meditate on your word day and night. It will not depart from our mouths. We will hide it in our hearts. We will not sin against you. Thank you, Lord, for the download of reviewing the scriptures that you gave to Pastor Melvin. For Brother Francis, that he might be able to hide the word in his heart. That the faith would build. That faith, every promise that you said of deliverance, of freedom, would go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree on this year we will all run out of our hide the word in our heart so that we would not sin against you. You said that doubt is a sin. When we doubt, you are sinning. We repent for the sin of doubt. And unbelief, those that are on the line, those that will listen later on. Father God, if we gave doubt any place in our mind, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that Sunday, doubt is a sin, so we repent of it in the name of Jesus. God. Any way that we came in agreement with the lies of the enemy, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I lift up those, I lift up individuals, Father God, that may be questioning you even now. They might be saying, will I? When will I? Will you ever heal? Those that have heard Pastor Melvin, go forth and pray for their physical and mental bodies, their minds and their bodies, but are yet saying, God, will you do it? Can it actually happen? Are you a God that still heals? We lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that God is a healer. He heals on today. In the face of what the enemy would show, we declare and decree that God is a healer on today. A healer in your mind. We rebuke anxiety attacks right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of anxiety attacks, panic attacks, general anxiety, agoraphobia. We bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every foul demon that would try to cause our lives to be shut down from fear. You said in your word, God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we rush it. We declare and decree a sound mind. We come against the spirit of fear and anxiety. You said that fear is a tormentor. We drive you out by force of this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for healing in the mind. We thank you for healing against depression. You said, merry heart makes the soul glad. Thank you for merriness on today. We thank you for a garment of praise on today. We bind up every foul spirit of depression. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said in your word that you will give us a garment of praise. You will give us the oil of joy. We lay hold of your promises on today. And we come against that general, we come back against you, foul spirit of general anxiety disorder. Where we just feel anxious about everything. We fear everything. We fear this won't happen. We feel that won't happen. We feel we won't have enough finance. We won't run into anything. We fear something will happen to our children. We come against you right now, you tormentor. You will not torment anybody on this line any further in the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom is the children. Deliverance is the children's bread. We declare and decree deliverance on this day. Freedom from fear, hallelujah. Freedom from doubt, freedom from unbelief. We lay hold of the promises of God. Every promise is yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God. You said that if we are, we give thanks. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
that we've given thanks.
Amen.
We have prayed for us, and we are thankful for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Because your word says to be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing. We declare and decree on this day that the spirit of anxiousness will have no place. We are anxious for nothing, but we give thanks in all things. Your word says, God, that is what your thoughts are towards us. We are to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of you concerning us. We give thanks on today. In every situation we find ourselves, whether we are abased or abound, as your spiritual karabashekuramamandekorabasi, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks on this morning, God. We give thanks because it's the will of you concerning us. Your will is that we will give thanks. And we give you thanks this morning. We thank you for freedom, God. We thank you for liberty in you. We thank you for joy that surpasses all understanding. We thank you. We thank you for peace. And God, we just glorify you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Deaconess. Hallelujah, Father. We stand in agreement with those prayers, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. Again, welcome to FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. If you are tuning in, please go to our Facebook page and like the page. You can follow the ministry, interact with the ministry. You can post your prayer requests, thoughts, biblical questions, situational and life questions, and we will give biblical answers to maybe answer any issues that you might be dealing with, or just information, biblical information that you might be looking for. Amen. So please go to our Facebook page and like the page and connect with us and interact with us. Next, we're going to hand it over to Sister Tangela Lewis and have her carry us over in prayer. Sister Tangela?
Amen.
You place it in your capable hands.
Praise God. Are you there, Brother Francis?
Come on, oh God, I'm there. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due you. We adore you, Lord God. We love you. We lift you up. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you that we get to see new mercies every day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. We just magnify you. We glorify you. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, oh God, you're worthy. We just sit in your presence right now, Lord God. We silence ourselves before you, Lord God. Because we not only come to lift the words before you, Heavenly Father, we come seeking your face. We not only come just seeking blessings, Lord God, but we come seeking you. We know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto you but by Christ. And we thank you. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for picking us up out of the miry clay and dusting us off and setting our feet on solid ground. Thank you for cleaning us up, Lord God, because we know we didn't come before you this way.
You had to do a mighty work in us. And we thank you for your mighty work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us vessels of usage unto you, Lord God. Thank you for finding worth in us. Thank you for mercy and your grace. Thank you that we can come before you and lift up prayers before you and ask of you what we have need of, Lord. Thank you. We don't come to you any old kind of way, Lord God, bringing you any old thing. We come with clean hands and a pure heart. Thank you, Lord. We honor you and we worship you. We glorify you and we magnify you. It is all about you, Lord God. It's not about us. It's all about your will, your purpose, and your plan for our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, I would like to lift up Brother Francis to you. He is asking that he prospers even as his soul prospereth. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you hear my prayer. I thank you that I can touch your heart and your mind, oh God. I thank you for meeting with me every morning. I thank you for ministering to me through your word. And Father God, I ask that you meet with Brother Francis in that secret place. I ask that you reveal to him that the light is in his soul. That you govern his soul because he belongs to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God, as time draws near, you know the prayers of my heart. I have prayed since we've been on the line. I ask, Lord God, the things that you have not heard, that you bless. But the one thing I do want to lift up before you, before the ears of those that are on this today, is the shut-in that is going on with our government. I ask that you intervene, Lord God. I've asked that you take control, Heavenly Father. Because once again, it is not about them. It is about what your plans are, Lord. And I ask that you set everything in its place. You asked me, Lord God, did I believe that you put everything in its place at its perfect time? Said unto you, yes, Lord. I am saying it unto you again, Lord. I believe everything will line up according to your perfect will, according to your perfect plan, because you are the one true living God. You are the God that controls the waters. You hold back the waters of the sea from passing over its boundaries. You control them. You have controlled kings. You have controlled princes. Now, Lord God, control this government. We bring it unto subjection unto you, Lord God. By the power and the authority that you have given unto us, we decree and declare that this government is under your power and authority, that you have final say, that nothing can happen without your approval. We don't care who the prince of this world is. because he can't even do anything without coming to you, hallelujah, which let us know the hierarchy that you are, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we know whatever the outcome is, Lord God, that no matter what, that your people will continue to taste your goodness. Your people will continue to walk in your favor. Your children will continue to have peace that surpasses all understanding. Your children will prosper, even in the face of adversity. Thank you, Lord God. Because only by you, only because we are in you, can we proclaim the victories, oh God. Lord God, we know that we can't make you do anything. But we know that we can come to you as little children and ask for what we have need of. But Lord God, you've been speaking something to my heart today, throughout this week. And you said, faith. Now, I know that faith is the substance of things that work. I know that faith moves mountains. And I know that faith is what moves your hand. Oh God, I know that. But then what you said was so profound. When you know that something is, you walk in it. That's your faith. Hallelujah. I'll repeat that one more again. When you know that something is, you walk in it. Thank you, Lord. You don't keep saying, Lord, is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming? No, no, no. You've already shown it to us. You've already told us the answer. Now we line our faith up and we say, faith, go forth. Faith, work. We stand on faith. We command our faith. We embody our faith. Because faith is the currency of heaven. And you have given each and every one of your children the measure of faith. So we have faith that Brother Francis will prosper in his soul. We have faith that your children are no longer cursed, because they're under your rulership. They walk in your kingdom. It is null and void. We have faith that the government is going to make things even better than what they were before. We have faith. Oh God, that you are our protector, our guide, are living for. We have faith that you love us. We have faith that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. We have faith that we can walk out our doors and get to work safely. We have faith in you, Lord God. Today, let faith be commanded. We command faith today. We command faith today, in the name of Jesus, go forth, faith. We release the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel. We release the spirit of God in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every prayer that has been prayed today, this morning, this hour. And we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Tanja, we thank you for that prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to end with, Father God, we just decree and declare, we take authority, Father, over the spirit of doubt, O Heavenly Father, as you've given us power and mastery over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, Father. We know that doubt is the power of the enemy of our faith. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, we loose our precious faith. Father, we bind up the spirit of doubt, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for hearing every prayer. Father, we thank you that your angels, Father, have been assigned, Father, to carry out, Father, what we have made law in the earth this morning, Father. We thank you, and we are in expectation of the manifestation, Father, the answer to every prayer, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are in expectation, Father, of uplifting word, O Heavenly Father, that testimonies, Father, that these things have come to pass, praise God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree these things to be so. Is there a word from the Lord from anyone? Deaconess, you had a word last week. Did you still have that? No recall.
One moment passed me.
I'm sorry.
I said yes, Pastor Mill. Just give me one moment. I did want to definitely say as on today. When I was talking to the Lord, he brought me to Jeremiah 15 and 18, where they were questioning about whether or not they were going to be healed and whether or not things were going to go forth. So I'm just really, I'm looking for my notes from last week. I just really believe that there's just, God wants us to be sure, be assured in our faith, the way that you have been praying and the way Sister Tanja was praying, knowing that we, have a blessed assurance that whatsoever we believe and we profess, God is able to do. So,
amen. Praise God. Amen. I mean, we just need to remember, as Jesus said, it's according to our faith. And that's why God said labor to enter into his rest, because rest is that place where you're decided, you know what you know, and nothing's going to change that. And that's why we meditate on the word, because we meditate on the word and keep our faith fed, so when pressure comes, the thing that comes out of our mouth, the thing that comes into our mind is the scripture that the promise that we've been meditating on, or the law that we've been meditating on. And that's why God didn't call it the Bible when he spoke to Joshua. He said to let not the book of the law out of your mouth. And there's a scripture as well, let not the book of the law leave our eyes, our eyesight. We're supposed to actually talk of the scriptures when we go to and fro, when we're talking to people in Deuteronomy. So we're always supposed to be meditating the scriptures. But we have come to the end of our broadcast. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We love you. We'll be praying for you. Walk in God's favor. Walk in the blessing of God as well. Remember to meditate in the word both day and night. We love you. We will see you next week. God bless you. And again, thank you for joining us.
Amen.
Amen.
Lifting up their hands, they bow their head and worship the Lord with their faithfulness. Amen. Let the church say, amen. Church, say, the church, say, God, at the church, say, at the church. Amen. If you believe the word, that the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. So let the church say, amen. The Lord, thank you, Lord.